Hey, what's good, guys? Welcome back to another episode. It's your boy Corey.
I'm Angie.
How you doing, A?
I'm okay. I had a long week this week, yeah.
Were?
Mm-hmm. I definitely. I thought that was
the
train.
I think that's a bus.
All right, so I'll pick up where I had a long. Okay. So I had a long week as fucking usual, because mm-hmm. this is going to be a reoccurring thing. I've been trying dating.
This week?
Well, you know, last time we got together.
Okay.
It's been what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Because we're doing bi-weekly. And yeah, so I've been trying dating.
How you like it?
I don't like it. I hate it. I hate it out here. So I took a suggestion, because mm-hmm. it's like, usually I go for a certain type of person. So I was like, let me just try this. We didn't even make it past call.
Mm.
Right.
Why is that?
He was like super aggressive. Mm. So one, I'm gonna keep it real. He showed up drunk.
Oh.
And he was drunk. Right, he showed up drunk and he was driving. And I feel like that's a flag, like a red flag for me. Like, that's a trigger for me. So I don't like that, because I like to feel protected. If not, I got to protect you. And then right. I'm not in my soft girl era, right? Because that's what they calling it. And I just felt like we wasn't going to go too far. And then he was aggressive with the texting.
Oh, when he was texting?
He was aggressive in general.
Oh, he's just an aggressive dude.
Yeah, he was very aggressive. Well, he just got out of jail.
Oh, yeah. So
right?
he ain't going to be that sweet. He don't know none about that sweet talking.
Right, yes.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Wow. So then I went on another date. I don't know if to call it a date, but we ended up in the projects. Right, it was a lot. So that's the dating that's been happening. But I feel like that's...
Wait, that was your date to meet? What? Like... That was your date to go to the project?
Right. That's my point. I don't know what was the purpose, because it wasn't even on some, like, he was trying to get some or whatever. We were really just chilling in the project.
Oh, yeah, I was just chilling.
Yeah. But he's not a bad dude. But, yeah, like, those are the two dates that I've been on, and it wasn't.
So that's why you don't like dating?
I feel like it's so hard for me to date. Like, I don't know. I think we were saying, not like off camera, it's for me, I want to be that, you know, like soft girl now. Sometimes, maybe I'm bullshitting, but I feel like it's hard for me to find somebody that my energy kind of clicks with. And it's like, I'm so busy. So the first aggressive dude, let's do Jailbait.
Okay.
So Jail Bay, he was cool when we, like, you know, mm-hmm. we know each other. So I was like, okay, cool. He feels like I'm too, like, you know, like I'm not soft enough or blah, blah, blah. Like, he was telling me that you got to relax. You got to let me do this X, Y, and Z. But then you show up drunk. So how am I going to let you lead if you're not a leader? Because why you think I want to be in a car with you drunk like this? And then he tried to take my shoe off.
Wait, hold on. This is your first time dealing with him? Like,
dealing with him, yeah. Yeah, at this level,
What you mean? How you try to take your shoe off? what's going on with that?
So I'm literally in the car. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting down, and I'm like, kind of like, y'all can't see, but I'm like this, right? But okay. Facing him.
So he was...
So he's like, let me see your feet. He's like, let me see your feet. And I was like, no. And I thought we were in a joking situation. So I'm like, no, like, I have boots on, because we were supposed to go out. So I'm like, no. And then I had these leather fucking boots that is, the shit is like this thick in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And the heel is this thin, like this thin. I'm a thick bitch. So please leave my boots alone. Leave me alone. He starts tugging right here. So I'm like... Literally, I'm in the car like, what the fuck? I think I'm texting my best friend at this point, because I'm in disbelief of what's happening. And he's still at it.
Trying to see the feet
real bad. And the crazy thing is, like, I would have showed him, but you was already disgusted.
You
was bugging out. Like, what's happening?
As soon as you got in the car.
He pulls my leg out. of under here. Mm-hmm. And he takes off my boot. But he takes off my boot.
While he's whipping it.
No, he's not whipping it. We're parked.
Oh, y'all parked.
We haven't gone nowhere. Crazy. This is the first 15 minutes of the interaction of going on a fucking date. Mm. And this is real life shit. Like this, I can't believe this happened because he's fine as fuck. Mm-hmm. So he's like, what you gonna do? You still not gonna show me your feet? Get my motherfucking boot back. Like, that's what I want to do. So he kind of like throws the boot at me.
Oh, shit.
So now we're in domestic violence.
Oh, yeah. Like, arguing, fighting.
So it was that type of vibe. Like, that was my dating experience. So I'm good for the rest of the year. Needless to say.
Yeah, that's. Like, well, I'm happy you made it out. Thank safely. You. Thank you still got your boot. I'm happy
got my
about
boot.
That.
I sure.
That is crazy.
And that's like those little flags sometimes that I don't be picking up on with guys because I miss them.
Red flags, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of red flags out here.
Have you had any experience?
Yeah, bad communication. I hate that.
Okay.
You know, I hate that. Got to know how to communicate in a relationship. Like, even when you're dealing with anybody. I'm big on that. And a lot of women nowadays don't know how to do that.
What? Okay, so what do you mean? Like, communicate in what level?
Because I mean,
it could be so
feeling
much.
Wise. Like, if you got something on your mind, share it. Don't share it with other people talking about me and shit. Like, no. Share it with me. Communicate with me. If I'm doing something wrong, tell me.
Who do they be telling?
Anybody.
Oh, like they
like women,
girls?
You know, not true. I don't know, I mean, but I'm just saying certain women. What happens is that they feels that when they go through something, they don't want to communicate with the person they dealing with. Mm. They rather talk to somebody else. Mm. So I'm thinking everything is okay,
right?
But now it's like no, it's not okay. What the hell?
But how does that translate then when you find out that she's telling everybody but you?
I get upset.
And how do you communicate that?
I go to him like, yo, you can't talk to me about that.
You say like that?
Yeah, you can't talk to me about that.
Okay.
If we supposed to be, you know,
right.
Why you can't communicate with me about that?
My red flag is thinking that you wrong because I can't communicate. that's my red flag. Because I struggle in the feelings area.
Why? Why you think that's like, why do you?
That's my red flag. Like, I struggle in, like, I could communicate with, like, my friends and, like, my family, I guess. Like, if I love them, you know, or like, oh, I care about you. Let's hang out. You know.
Yeah.
But I feel like with somebody that I'm intimate with, it's just kind of like, I don't even want to, I don't know. Maybe it's like a defense mechanism. So if I'm not communicating and I tell somebody else and you come to me and you're like, yo, why are you not talking to me? I'll be like, because clearly I can't talk to you. Look at how you came now, you know? Like,
nah, but that's very important though.
But what leads to this? That's what I'm trying to, like, what leads to that?
No communication?
Like, give me I want to know, like, how did you get there? Like, give me an example.
Like, all right, so this is not a true story. I'm just saying.
Okay.
We could be going through something.
Uh-huh.
And I did something wrong to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Instead of you picking up the phone to call me to tell me what I did wrong to you, you'll pick up the phone and call Suzanne. Hey, Suzanne. This was happening. X, Y, and Z. I bump into Suzanne. She like, oh, I heard this happened. What you mean? What happened? Oh, I heard y'all going X, Y, and Z. How did you know about that?
Yeah, and then Suzanne's wrong.
But I'm just
everybody
saying.
Wrong.
But things like this happen. And then you go home and be like, oh, all right, cool.
She's acting like nothing's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, she's acting like nothing's wrong.
I bumped
okay.
into your friend Suzanne. Oh, you did? How is she? She's doing very well. And she also telling me what you fucking tell her. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that.
And you give me the I fucking told her, I'm gonna be scared. Like, right, through the teeth. Like, if you talk to me through the teeth.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I get that example. So to me, it's like when somebody, like, let's say, like, oh.
Fine. Okay,
so my thing is, if somebody I'm dealing with tells me, like, oh, you're not communicating your feelings properly.
Mm-hmm.
I shut down.
Mm.
So I don't know. Obviously, like, you know, I have an article, guys, what the fuck is a red flag? And it kind of talks about my experience with dating and the longest relationship I was in that was in a good relationship. And I don't know if that is still stemming from that because I kind of thought that I moved past it. But I don't know how to, I don't think I know how to properly communicate my feelings with guys.
That's dope.
That's dope.
You know why? Because you know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know. That's
It's difficult.
Yeah, it is.
But. Because it translates differently for men, right? Like, it just looks like I don't give a fuck.
So how would you feel if the person you talking to don't communicate with you?
I feel like they didn't communicate. I feel like they didn't, like,
would it be an issue?
It depends on the person. Like, sometimes it'll be, I always end up with guys that are super fucking communicative. You know, like, I end up with the total opposite of me. I end up with somebody that's, like, super touchy and super, I'm affectionate, but, like, not like that. You know, like, I be shy sometimes. So I always end up with the over-communicator. So I haven't been in a predicament really where somebody isn't communicating to me and telling me how they feel. You know, like.
So you like when a guy tell you how he feel?
It's an ego thing. So I'm working on that, you know, like, because there's good ego, there's bad ego.
Yo, it's crazy because some women don't like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I saw a post on like Twitter or something and this girl was like, oh, if my man come to me about his feelings and all of that, I'm going to tell him the man to fuck up.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be the man. I'm like,
No, no,
what the
no.
fuck? Who's she fucking?
Right, exactly.
Like, who's she dealing with?
Yeah, because I feel like a man is going to know what he wants and he's going to lead. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, so it's like when a dude, obviously, like, you know, I be getting dumped or left or saying, like, I be cheating. I don't be doing none of these things. Like, these allegations are not real. But.
Everybody innocent.
Right? Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But I feel like that's very attractive. Recently, I had a dude tell me a lot. And I was like, damn, like, I didn't know you was feeling like this. You know, like, I didn't know that. But thank you for sharing that because now I could be a little gentler with you. Because I was so like, you know, like, whatever. I think that's dope. I don't think it makes you less of a man for sharing your feelings.
Yeah, see, that's good. I don't know why that's women is like that though. Like they very confused when it comes down to that. You know, they're very confused when it comes down to that because they ask for, you know, hey, send me this type of guy. I want this type of guy. You get this type of guy that's gonna, you know, be there, communicate with you, you know, show his feelings towards you. And then you trying to make him feel less than a man. I don't get that at all.
I don't get that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because who are you trying to deal with?
I don't know.
Because it's like, I feel like certain women just want to deal with toxic people.
Yeah, I think that. And also it's like this thing, like really trending, like girls think they want to deal with a hood dude. And I think that they don't know what it is to be a, you know, like a hood dude is not always somebody that's rough with his girl. Like I've dealt with like a very hood crip dude that was super gentle with me, you know, like, and whatever he did in the street, that was his business. But with me, I feel like he was super gentle and he took care of home, you know, like he took care of what he had to with me. So I think that's the confusion with this generation that they equate that those type of thing. And they think that lifestyle is fun. You know, like they think that that toxic is cute or toxic is where it's at. And it's really not.
Because
like I think that's horrible. But it goes back to like, let's say back in the day, right? I feel like dudes were able to be more, what is the word, y'all? Somebody help me out. Chivalrous?
Chivalrous.
Okay.
Right, yes. Yeah. Okay. Dudes were more chivalrous. So I feel like our generation, I don't know if we're losing that. I feel like the ones that are coming up, I see a lot on Twitter and everywhere else, like, oh, if a man doesn't do X, Y, and Z for me, then why should I do X, Y, and Z? So let's say, like, if he not paying the bills, why should I take care of home or be my soft girl ever? Like, I'm outside.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't get that.
What do you think about the 50-50 conversation? Because I we need to talk about this.
I mean, that's good. Like, I mean,
okay, but wait,
it's 50-50, up to you.
I don't. Okay, so 50-50 in the sense of, like, do you feel like it's Bill, let's say bill wise first, right? Let's touch bill wise, and then we'll get to the romantic part. But bills, do you feel like you should be splitting the bills with your girl or the girl you're dealing with?
Yeah, if that's the agreement.
Okay, so you say it's like a need to know basis.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
All if that's the agreement, if that's something that we both want to do, then yeah, why not?
So I don't agree with the 50-50 method because I think sometimes it could be 60-40. I think sometimes it could be 80-20. Like, I don't think that in any relationship you should box that in. Sometimes, let's say you're with somebody and they're down at the moment, you're going to take care of home.
But that's... It's good that you, matter of fact, let me let
yeah,
you
go ahead. Okay, so wanna, all right, you see where I'm going with it?
Yeah, because I want to come back.
Yes, so I think that girls nowadays, and then Cardi has spoke about this, right? Like Cardi said, like, yeah, I need to be going 50-50 because she's rich. So the girls are online thinking that Cardi is saying it because she's going 50-50. No, Cardi's man is Offset and he has money. So, sorry, y'all.
Oh, no.
So, right. Like, Cardi's man is Offset and he has money. So, it's a different dynamic. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that social media is influencing a lot of these relationships and these young girls and young men's mind. You cannot date somebody that works a 9-to-5 and you're working a 9-to-5 and think that it's realistic for you guys not to go 50-50 on bills, right? But if I'm dealing with my last situation, my ex lost his job. I was working two jobs. I was able to help him pay his car note and pay my bills so that he can get a job, you know, because, but that's the balance. We weren't 50-50 at that point. At that point, it was probably 80-20 or maybe 90-10 because sometimes he didn't have groceries and I would have to buy him and buy me groceries.
But that's what it's all about.
Right.
Not just putting that mean shit on one person.
Right.
You know, in a relationship, like, you know, because it's going to be hard times.
Yes.
You know, so if I be like, yo, man, I take care of all the bills, you don't got to worry about that. And then I lose my job, you don't got shit.
Right.
How the hell are we going to make it out of this little slump?
Exactly.
You know, because you depended on me so much. So I'm in this hole and now I don't got nothing. You like, yo, how we going to pay the rent? I don't know how we gonna pay them.
Right, go to Bronx, work city.
Yeah, no, but I'm just
figure it the fuck out.
It be like that.
Yes.
It be like that.
Yeah, so I think that 50-50 is like not a real thing.
Right. I get you.
You know what I mean? In the sense of like, yes, it is. In the sense like, yeah, we can go 50-50. Yeah. But how fucking long are we going 50-50 until one of us? Because I'm a creative, right? My ideal life would be just creating. You too. You're a creative.
Right.
So, at some point, I want to meet somebody that's like, babe, you know what? You can leave this little raggedy-ass job and just go follow your dreams.
Of course.
Right. But that takes time to build that. And, you know, clearly time is not on my side when it comes to dating. So that's where I'm at with the 50-50. What y'all think about 50-50?
Police. I think they looking for your ass.
You heard the shade. Okay, so what y'all think about the 50-50 in dating?
I feel like there's never, if I'm being honest, and I can say that as a woman, like, you can't quantify what I'm going to give. No, I know that I'll always give more than 50. Like, I'm not gonna do something and say I'm gonna cut this right in the middle. I'm gonna cut it's like, I'm gonna give what I'm gonna give because I'm with you, I love you, I care for you, like, we're working together. So, you know, it's like however it works out. And also, it's like every situation varies, you know, not every relationship is y'all living together,
right?
You know, and maybe that was your spot first and you were already paying things and now they need a couple bills to put in their name too, right? But y'all split some things, like. And you're going to be at different levels, but it's also what works for you. And also, everybody's saving.
Y'all back down? Daniel, go for it, because I know you want to. Just do it. Give it to us.
I personally think that 50-50 is reserved for a husband and wife, not for dating.
Okay.
Because you're investing in somebody that you don't know is going to last long-term. So once you lock in that long-term, okay, now I'm prepared to, whatever is mine is yours. Now the two of us are one. So for me, that makes sense that I'm going to provide everything that I can for you above 50%. So up until we're married, you got yours, I got mine, let's put it together. That's how I look at it.
I mean, I kind of agree with what you say. Like, if we're married, yes, I feel like not I want to say splitting things in the middle, because like you said too, like, one is always going to give either more or less than another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, yeah, you might find that person that's a kind of a balance, but I think it depends on who you're dating, of course. Because you might want to give more. Like, I feel like right now I'm at a stage that if I'm dating someone and the person's treating me how I want to be treated, I'm going to give more than 50% of my time.
Absolutely.
Because that person is giving me more than 50% of their time, right? So if I feel confident that you're giving me exactly everything that I need at the moment or what I'm craving, I'm going to give you 100%.
Okay.
I'm not gonna want to do the 50-50 because you're satisfying something in me that's making me happy. So I'm okay with doing that 100%. I'm okay with, you know, you don't got it today, boo. It's all right because yesterday you made me smile. You know what I mean? You did something for me yesterday that I wasn't doing for myself. So I'm okay with giving you that 50 or that 35, 55, 65, how much ever you want to give.
That's so beautiful. I know, that's so, it is. I have to not even Maddie, that all of y'all, that is literally, we're all saying the same thing, right? Like, I don't want to be like, I want to be me when I find my person.
Mm-hmm.
And also, do y'all think that soulmates is somebody romantic, or y'all think soulmates could be anybody?
It could be anybody.
Okay.
I don't think it's got to be somebody romantic.
Like somebody you're married to?
Yeah, it could be anybody. You know? I don't, what you?
I've already had a couple, and they've been my best friend.
Would you have a couple soulmate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, and I say that in connection, like, that's people good. That you can, like, start a sentence and they'll finish it. Or you just look at them and they just know. You know, you just feel each other.
For me. We rolling? So what do you guys think about soulmates? Do you think a soulmate is a platonic friend, or do you think that it's a relationship, a romantic one?
I think it could be both. And I think that you can, kind of hard, but I don't think I haven't found my soulmate yet. I hope to find one, but at the same time, I don't think I want it in a relationship. I want it more in a friendship, like you were saying. Just because I think that my partner should just be my partner, not my soul. Like, I don't think it should go, like, yes, I want to be with somebody that's deep, that I'm deep in love with, but not interjecting with souls. Because I want to be with somebody that's completely different than me, that brings out that side that they have that I don't have. Whereas to my soulmate, I want it to be somebody that instantly when I see you, we, like you said, we interlock, we kind of
know what's up.
Yeah, I want my partner to have that too, but I don't think in a relationship, I want it more in a friendship, like, which I've made you my best friend.
But you just said I'm not your soulmate. Did you see that? She just said, like, that's why we was arguing in the beginning. Y'all missed that whole part because this be the shit.
Yeah. So maybe just because maybe it is my partner and I just haven't found that partner, so I don't know how it would feel for me to be like, oh my God, this is my soulmate. But I don't know. It's a tricky.
Do you think it'll be something like, I feel like a soulmate, I don't know. I feel like I've also met soulmates. Like, you know, like, I think I have soulmates for sure. Like, I've met people, like, and it's not about a longevity thing, right? But I've met people that we're connected soul-wise. Like, it's just something that, like, it's a connection, right? We connect.
Yeah, right.
Like, And it's not always like, oh, it has to be like this like cliche thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so do you think it's something that you're probably thinking too hard into?
Probably.
Okay, yeah.
Bestie to bestie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you, Daniel?
Personally,
you know, but like he was saying, that's something I feel like once you get married, I feel like that's something you got to talk to each other about. Like, you know, because it's like, okay, you have a money saved, but it's like, okay, I will like to know, you know, Alfred, if you got money saved, what is that money for?
Okay.
Because it's to the point where I got money saved and something happened, the first question you going to ask me, where did I get that money from?
But
go ahead.
Real quick, just because my mom and my dad, like this is something that happened recently. My father is making, like he's building property of the country, mm-hmm. right? Not only is he building property, he decided that because he's my dad, he's going to buy a new car. Of the country too. While we're building property. My mom is, they've been married for over 30 years.
The so cutest couple in the world.
So they're like, their partnership is no 50-50. My money is your money, is like, that's how it is. But it got to the point where my dad, because he wanted to be the man he wanted to get a Jeep or whatever out the country while building property. My mom is like, why would you do that? We're doing this. Why would you get that? So he was seeing himself in a wrong spot where he's like, damn, I need more money. Happened to be that they go to Dominican Republic. My dad is struggling to find all this money. My mom has a bank account out the country where she was able to provide my dad money to take care of that situation. Mm-hmm. My dad didn't question my mom. He was grateful for my mom because she fixed the problem. And when I asked my mom, I was like, damn, mom, but you had all this money and you ain't tell me, you ain't tell my dad, you ain't tell nobody. She was like, this is exactly why I have the money. Because if I would have told you guys I had the money, y'all would have done way more with the money.
Right. So do you think that that's like because your dad, like not speaking, you know, like obviously I know her dad, but I feel like he's not ego driven. Right. Like I feel like he's a man in the sense of like he likes nice things, you know, like he's worked a very long time in here in America. He likes nice things, but I feel like he's able to trust that she didn't do it with malicious intent.
Exactly.
They're partners.
The partnership is that strong to where he didn't question her. He just said, I wasn't gonna question you. Like, hey, mom, where do you get this money from?
Right.
My mom's like, because in case of an emergency, I don't need to tell you guys that I have this money here. I always put money aside because you guys are my family. If something goes wrong and my man can't provide, I have to step in and take care of the family. So my dad didn't question where the money came from. I mean, he was happy because this shit got paid.
Right.
At the same time, now my dad, as a man, thinks, okay, now I have to make it up to my wife. How I'm going to make it up to my wife? I'm going to finish constructing these properties, find a way to make more money, to put it back in that account because eventually we're going to probably need that money again. But it becomes something that now, to my thought, is like, okay, well, now you know. Now we know my mom had money. You know what I mean?
Right,
but at the same time, I'm
gonna call her mama. Next week, hey girl.
But it was more like I was questioning it, and to see that my dad didn't question it is what taught me. Like, okay, that's trust. That's a good bond of trust that they have with each other. So that if something was to go wrong, that was like the backup plan. And my dad never thought, oh, where you got this money from? Why are you hiding it from me? No. My mom did the right thing by just keeping it aside. And she wasn't hiding it. You never asked me if I'm hiding money. So how can I be hiding something from you? That, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like I'm not lying to you.
As a law student, that is omission. It is not a lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's omission. So do you understand that part, though? Because I feel like you were saying, like, let's say, if you have a wife, as your wife, she should be, like, saying that. Do you think that a part of a man, you too, Daniel, as a part of a man, yeah, the ego kind of plays a part in that because you want to be in the know of what's going on?
Nah, I just feel like she said, you know, her mom's was, mm-hmm. you know, have a stash and her father was okay with it. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's always different with a man because some women always question a man.
Okay.
That's where I'm going for.
Okay, like, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
It's like
it's a different dynamic.
Yeah. It's different, like, you know, that trust is there, but I just felt like us as men, we always be questioned when it comes down to our partner.
Okay.
Like, oh, okay, this happened, yeah. But what happened?
Right.
We got through it.
Yeah.
But how did we get through it?
Yeah,
okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah, yeah. No, that's why I truly understand what she's talking.
I'm a questionless bitch. Like I said earlier, I'm barely saying shit, you know? So like, there's definitely no questions over here. Like whatever you're doing, you're doing. Thank you, sir. Go about your day. Like, because I feel like you have to be able to trust. Not that I'm in this predicament, but you have to be able to trust the person you're with enough to let him lead the way and her as well. Like, and if I was to ever get married, I hope that it'll be like that, you know, like, and open enough so that we could both be able to communicate those things for sure. Yeah. But I want to bring up something because Daniel kind of said it earlier, soul ties. What do you guys think about soul ties? So soul ties is basically like they say, everybody been saying like, if you have sex with somebody, like your soul's tied to them.
What the hell?
No, for real. Isn't that what the thing, isn't that like what's going around? Like soul ties, like you are connected to this person now. Now y'all
quiet. Once you lay down with them, you connect like.
Maybe raw. Like yeah. I feel like if you raw dogging. Right. That's it. That's how it is. Like if you raw dogging somebody, you're soul tied.
So that means
a lot of people
go raw. So they got mad soul tied. Yeah, like
I believe it.
That's what
no,
I'm saying.
I believe it.
So it's like their souls is with everybody there. Shit.
I have to like think, what do you think about that? You be thinking have you had sex with somebody, thought about somebody else?
Of course.
Same. But.
You can't, yeah.
Yeah,
of course. It happens.
The comparison, I feel like, is definitely a thing. So that's where you find the connection with the soul ties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be like we're tied together. Like you're thinking about it in terms of like we're tied together forever. Like I'm always going to be quote unquote connected to this person. Like we were talking about like having that soul tie in the other sense where you feel like you have a soulmate somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really the same as a soulmate where a soul tie for me is like you're always going to go back to that moment with that person.
Oh,
so
yeah, I agree. What about you, Maddie?
Falling in love.
Right, you see her back there like jonesing, like girl, what's going on?
I feel like I met a soul tie more than a soulmate. Because I think like soul tie is more to me like more about the energy that person brings. So it's kind of like what you're saying, like if I'm with somebody else and I'm thinking about this person, it's like I feel like I'm soul tied to that person. Or in comparison, like in the dating scene, right? So you're constantly dating people and you're comparing these people that you're dating to that one person. I feel like that's a soul tie.
I feel like it sucks when you don't have nobody to compare to. Like, who the fuck am I comparing this nigga to? Because I don't got no good experiences. Somebody help me out. No.
Then the comments
after you. You got to defend me.
This is really interesting, you know? This is very interesting.
Oh, yeah. But soul ties, I feel like it's based more on energy. It isn't, I don't think it has to be like raw sex or connections like that, but I think it could be on the energy, the vibe that the person gives you. It doesn't have to be someone you're in a relationship with or having relationships with. It could be a person, a friend.
Right.
Because it's a lot of times, like I've learned something about myself that I can't be friends with just anybody. I'm very minimal with my friends. And even with saying the word friends out loud, like, everybody knows I got one best friend. I have other friends, of course, but like I feel like there's a soul tie here. right?
Yeah.
Because
that go-to.
I'm hanging out with other
but
friends.
But I can't be a soulmate, but I could be a soulmate.
I mean, that shot, I don't know what's going on.
That's how they be shot. Why can I be a soulmate but not a soul tie? This is just craziness. That's how the dudes be doing me. That's how you see what's happening.
It's deeper. That's what she's saying.
Oh, okay, okay.
So relax.
I don't want to get aggressive.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I feel like it's
shaking
it's
the table.
Shake,
it's
like,
it's like if a rope is tied, right? You tie up a rope, whatever. If other ropes get into line, we're still going to be tied at the end.
Right.
That's how I see it. So if soulmate, she could be my soulmate today, tomorrow, we could be my soulmate. Like,
that's a fact.
It's just too open. It's too broad.
So she
you're tied up to something.
Got to accept
she's
that.
It out.
Yeah, she she let you know
she
what's
you're
very important. Shit.
Yeah, she wanna
you're tied.
Hey, yeah.
We love you. I'm gonna love you.
Yeah.
Now it's amazing. How what is going on?
What's going on?
Cut the shit.
She need to fucking relax.
Cut this out.
She need
everybody
to relax.
Everybody cut this out.
We ain't cutting nothing. She
right, like what is happening?
She need to
but
relax.
But I definitely agree with the soul tie. I definitely thought somebody was doing voodoo on me once.
Oh man.
Sorry.
How?
Because of the you ever like, if I'm doing something, I'm thinking about the person. If I'm doing this, I'm thinking about the person.
It's possible.
Now I know.
You didn't know that.
Y'all showing me R&B music. Y'all showing
R&B,
me.
R&B, yeah, we are, because our R&B list is.
Y'all know what I like.
Yeah,
but
it's rough. I'm just telling y'all now.
Listen, but it goes back to those communication skills, right? Wow.
She got a favorite R&B song. We can't play, but we gonna play.
We're gonna get banned if we play it. But
when you see her, ask her R&B song.
No, but that was funny, guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all. You see, what happened just now is what happens with all the men in my life, and that was happening within my crew. We gotta go. No, but I definitely know. I didn't know that, though.
That's good.
I didn't know that you could really be thinking about somebody 24/7. I didn't even feel like that about my ex.
What?
No, I did not.
It happened. All right, we out of here, guys.
It's your boy Corey.
I'm your girl Angie. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Late Night Collab.
Yes, sir.